Thank you for that great job on that special music. We appreciate that very much. I think Ken did a great job leading us in that song, don't y'all? I think he did a great job. Yes. He mentioned, made a comment about his ability or lack of ability to sing or lead worship, and reminded me of a story. I can't sing at all. I mean, I'm a terrible singer. I love to sing and love good music, but I always like for there to be a bunch of people around, so I can sing out and everything. But at the first church I pastored, this is probably 20 years ago, I guess. I was the pastor there, and I had went there. And they were running about 25 in worship. And several months later, we decided to have a high attendance Sunday. And our goal was 75. We were shooting for 75, and that was our goal. And they said, well, what are we going to do if we reach our goal? And for some reason, I let them talk me into singing a solo the next Sunday in Sunday morning worship if we reach that goal of 75. And so, bless God, we met the goal. We had 75 exactly in Sunday worship. So the next Sunday, I was set up to sing a special, a solo in the service. And I was so nervous. I was worried. I knew it was going to be a bad scene, And I even made my youth minister at the time join me in the solo and everything. And so we picked out a song and thought we were ready and everything. The piano player began to play, and I didn't even start right. I couldn't start on time, and I struggled through one verse. I mean, it sounded terrible. It was awful. And so after one verse, she stopped playing, and in the church, after I finished singing, it was dead silence. I mean, not a funny dead silence. I mean a awkward dead silence. You know what I mean? And nothing happened. Nobody said a word until what seemed like an eternity, an elderly man on the very back row. It was a big church. He's way back in the back. He said this. He said, next year, can we make our goal 350? We never did reach that goal, so. All right, well, it's good to be with you this evening. I appreciate the opportunity to fill in for Dr. May. It's really nice of him to ask me to fill in. And so it's a joy to be with you. And I'm going to ask that we take our Bibles and turn to Matthew chapter 11. Matthew chapter 11, a very well-known popular verse passage we're going to look at tonight. Matthew 11, we're going to look at just three verses, 28 through 30. Jesus is well into his earthly ministry here at this point. And as I said, these words that he speaks here are well known. I'm sure you're familiar with this passage. Matthew 11, verse 28, Jesus speaking, and I'm reading from the New King James Version. It says, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Let's pray. God, we thank you for the opportunity to be here this evening, Lord, and we thank you for your word. I pray, Lord, as we sit with your word in our lap, that we'll apply it to our hearts. I pray that I will decrease and you will increase. You just give me the words to say, and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. There was a newspaper in Tacoma, Washington, that carried a story about a basset hound named Tattoo. The article said that Tattoo's owner unknowingly shut the dog's leash in the car door and took off for a drive. Tattoo didn't intend on going for an evening run, the article said, but on that day he had no choice. A police officer by the name of Terry Filbert noticed a passing vehicle with something dragging behind it. Officer Filbert said the basset hound was, quote, picking them up and putting them down as fast as he could. The officer chased the car and made a vehicle stop, and Tattoo was rescued. But not before the dog had reached a top speed of 25 miles per hour, falling down and rolling over several times. Does anybody here tonight, this evening, feel like your life is just like Tattoo the Basset Hound? Amen? Does anybody here feel like you're going through life and you're picking them up and putting them down as fast as you can? Or maybe you're here tonight and you feel like you're just getting drugged through life and just really can't seem to keep up at all. I'm sure all of us feel that way sometimes. We get caught up in this fast-paced world and we find ourselves just running and running through life and can't keep up. I think oftentimes we find ourselves caught on what I call the treadmill of life, and it's just go, go, go. Just trying to keep up with the busyness of this world, and we just always seem like it never stops. Well, I submit to you this evening that we need to learn to rest. Amen? I'm not talking about taking a nap. I'm not talking about taking a vacation. I'm talking about rest on a deeper level, finding rest from the worries of life, finding rest and relief from the issues, serious issues in life. Jesus referred to it here in verse 29 as rest for your souls. You see, all of us have a longing for rest or peace in our lives. We all want that. We all need that. But many people try to find rest in the wrong places. Some look for it in relationships. Some people look for rest, that inner peace, that rest and relief from the problems of life. They try to find it in a pill or a bottle. Some people try to find it in their jobs, in the work, or in money, or maybe in entertainment or recreation. We all search for those things. We all need those things. But people look everywhere for rest, for peace. But there's nothing in this world that can give you rest like Jesus. Tonight we're going to talk about rest for the stressed. Notice three things here in this passage tonight as we talk about rest for the stressed. Number one, I want us to notice the call from the Savior. The call from the Savior. Look at verse 28. Again, we're looking at what Jesus says here. He says, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." As I said a minute ago, Jesus, well into his ministry, he's got crowds that follow him, and in this chapter we see here, prior to this passage, he's talking about the hypocrisy of the Jewish leaders in his day, and then he talks about the sin that is in the cities that he's been preaching in and teaching in, and talks about how they're going to be rejected and condemned. But so he comes to this passage here, and Jesus is surrounded by people who are full of doubt and despair, people who are drained and tired and weary. Jesus is speaking to people in his day that are very much like people, very much like the times of our day. People running through life, struggling with sin and just trying to get by, trying to make it in life. And so we see here Jesus delivers a plea. Jesus delivers a call to all those that were with him in his day and a call to all of us today. He says, come to me. Jesus doesn't say, come to church, and he doesn't say, come to dinner. Jesus says, come to me and I'll give you rest. This is basically, I know, what this is, what salvation is all about, realizing our sinful condition, realizing that we can't make it on our own, that we need Jesus and we turn to Jesus. But as Christians, we sometimes lose that peace and that joy and that contentment that only He can give. We get caught up in the rat race of life and we lose those things. You see, we live in a microwave oven, fast food, restaurant, convenience store, high-speed internet world. And this world, the busyness of this world, just seems to keep pushing us and pushing us. And we get caught up and we get caught up all of this and get too busy and we go in too fast. And that can rob us of the blessings and the joy that God wants us to have. But Jesus says in the middle of all this noise of the world, He says what? He says, come to Me. Come to Me, and He promises to give us rest. Harrison Ford, of course, is a well-known Hollywood actor. His movies have made over $2 billion. I saw where that in an interview, Harrison Ford said this, quote, he said, "You only want what you ain't got." And the reporter that was interviewing him said, "Well, what is it you ain't got?" Harrison Ford thought for a minute and he answered in one word, peace. Peace. Even a person who's world famous and has millions of dollars doesn't have peace. A man who could buy anything the world has to offer. He's got fame and fortune, but he's still got conflict in his life. No rest in the soul. My friends, Jesus is the answer. He's the only one that can bring peace. He's the only one that can calm the storms of life. He's the only one that can give us peace. In Jesus is where we find a sense of rest and relief. So we see here, we're talking about rest for the stress. Number one, we see here, first of all, the call from the Savior. Notice number two, the command to surrender. Look at the first part of verse 29. Verse 28, Jesus says, "Come to Me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." He says, "Take My yoke upon you." We all know, of course, a yoke is a wooden piece of equipment that allows two oxen to be hitched together and pull a load together and work in tandem together. The word is also often used in the Bible to illustrate or refer to submission. Submission. So Jesus is using a word picture here to illustrate submission. Jesus wants us to surrender to His control of our lives. The Bible teaches throughout that that's what the Christian life is all about. Be totally surrendered to His will. Submit to His authority. Be in total surrender to His will and His way. Jesus wants us to know here that we don't have to go through life alone. You see, isn't it great that the Christian life, once you get saved, that the Christian life is not solitary confinement? That Jesus says here that He goes with us, that He says, "Take My yoke." The Bible says that we're to be still and know that He is God. So we need to make sure we're not burdened or distracted by the craziness and the busyness and the noise of this world. I heard a story about a businessman, a very successful businessman who had a meeting with his new son-in-law. He told his new son-in-law, he said this, he said, "I love my daughter, and I welcome you into the family," said the man. "To show you how much we care for you, I'm making you 50-50 partner in my business. You now own half of the company, and all you have to do is go to the factory every day and learn the operations." The son-in-law just quickly interrupted. "Whoa, wait a minute. I hate factories. I can't stand the noise." "I see," replied the father-in-law. Well, you can work in the office and take charge of some of the administrative duties. I hate office work, and I can't stand being stuck behind a desk all day. Wait a minute, said the father-in-law. I just made you half owner of a profitable corporation. But you don't like factories, and you won't work in an office. What am I going to do with you? The young son-in-law replied, oh, that's easy. You can buy half my company. He'd been freely given half of a corporation, but not willing to take any of the responsibility. I want us to think for a minute all the blessings and benefits that come from being a Christian. Amen? All the blessings and benefits that God freely gives us. But doesn't it make sense that we would give ourselves to Him in return, in total surrender to His will and His way? Jesus said, come to me. Take my yoke upon you. We have to let go of the things of this world. We have to make sure the world's not driving us, but we're following Jesus. It's much easier to carry the yoke of Jesus than to carry the burdens and the busyness of this world. So we see here, number one, we're talking about rest for the stress. Notice the call from the Savior. Number two, we talked about the command to surrender, but now I want us to notice the challenge to serve. Look at the second half of verse 29 and verse 30. He says, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. And notice this. He says, learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Jesus tells us here to look at His example. We know, of course, He humbled Himself and surrendered to the Father's will. 2,000 years ago, He gave His life. He died on the cross for our sins. Died a cruel, terrible, sacrificial death. But the Bible says Jesus came not to be served, but to serve. And gave His life as a ransom for many. So if we follow His example, as He asks us to do, and humble ourselves, totally surrender to Him, and serve Him faithfully, we'll find rest. Now you may be thinking, now wait a minute. Rest for the stressed? I got more than I can handle right now. You're telling me I got to serve Him? That translated means I got to work, right, in the church. You see, we have to, as I said a minute ago, we have to make sure we're not driven by the world, but we're led by our Savior. This is a busy, fast-paced society we live in, and if we let it, it'll drag us through life. But when you're drugged through life, when you're caught up in the busyness, when you're doing all you can do to keep up with the things of this world, you'll lose that sense of joy and peace and contentment. But if you surrender to His will and faithfully serve Him, doing what it is He has created you to do, that's where you find joy and peace and contentment. When you get yourself in the center of our Savior's will, that's the greatest place you can be in the world. Amen? That's a sense of joy and peace and contentment and rest and relief that cannot be found anywhere else. But He says here, that's what He wants us to do. Come, follow Him, surrender to Him, serve Him, and there we'll find rest. You may be here this evening. Worries, burdens, busyness, need some rest. You can find rest, the rest that you need, rest for the stress with Jesus. Jesus knows right where you are. Jesus is saying, come to me. Let go of the things of this world. Surrender to Him. Forgo the busyness of this society and take His yoke, for His yoke is easy and His burden is light. With Jesus, there is rest for the stressed. Let's pray. God, we thank You for Your Word. We thank You for the words of Jesus we find here in this passage. God, I know that I'm certainly guilty of letting myself get so busy and caught up in life. I know it's distracting. And it can rob us of our joy and peace and rest that You intend for us to have. Help us to be honest, Lord. Help us to examine our lives and our hearts and see if there's anything that's interfering with our relationship with You that's taking away the things that You would have us to enjoy in life, taking away that peace and joy and contentment. Help us to surrender to You, to turn to You, to come to You, and there we can find rest. God, we say it this way, as I said a minute ago. It's so easy in this world to find ourselves where we are being driven by this world instead of being led by You. Forgive us of that, Lord, and help us to always find ourselves following You, being led by You, keeping our eyes on You. I pray for every person here tonight. Pray that they'd find rest. In Jesus' name, amen.